Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky. Keep your head.
Keep your
decided that we must continue in all things
and be able to have an opportunity and a platform and a vehicle to be with my family, my brothers and sisters, as we share with you and come back to the airwaves. I and Tama Torah, we just want you to know we love you with the ministry that we keep. We hope that you're keeping your ministry, and we hope you're keeping the faith more than anything. This is for those that are sick and shut in. This is for those that are about to go to the bridge and jump. This is for those that think there's no way out. That's what this lesson is all about, this show is all about. For those that are hoping for the Sabbath to hurry up and come. Nah. We can't wait for the Sabbath, the Shabbat. We got to go ahead and give the Most High the praise right now. And Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Most holy Abba, we come before you thanking you for all that you've done. Despite what we've been through, despite what people say who we are, we stand fast in the liberty wherewith we have been set free. And we thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, and we already praise you in advance for what you got coming our way. Give us patience in our walk. Give us the victory and cast us not from your presence, but renew a right spirit within us and restore the joy of our salvation. So be it, so be it. Hallelujah. Look here. I want you to know that, of course, we were away for a little while. But despite being away, sometimes you just have to get away and shut down and handle that business. Yes, sir. Handle that business. And what you don't do, and what we've learned, is that you remain steadfast. This is how you show the world what you've come here to do, and let the Most High know that you will be faithful in what you're doing. I don't know what may have transpired with you, but know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Greater is that that's in you than anything in the world. A lot of people like to fast on Wednesdays. Well, that's a good thing because Scripture says these kind come out but by fasting and prayer. And it's good to just kind of lay some things to the side and focus back up spiritually and walk away from the natural. Something you don't even realize that fasting is actually good for your body. Fasting is actually something that helps to cleanse and detox whatever you've been going through. But it also helps to dispel satanic thoughts that you might be having and spirits that might be trying to attack you. That's what you have to do. You've got to come back strong. It's how you posture yourself. It's how you determine yourself. Now, the important thing is you need to know that there was a man named King David that had to learn how to encourage himself. Some of you like to turn on your music, cook, go for a walk, sit by the water, whatever it takes to motivate yourself, inspire you. You may have a muse. You might have a pet. I don't know what it might be. But you need some solitude because the Most High said, I'll keep you perfect. If you keep your mind stayed on me, I want you to know today that you can be encouraged and you can make it. Let me read some of this. Behold, the Most High's hand is, Isaiah 59, behold, the Most High's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and the Most High Yah, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice. But when you skip over to the ninth verse, because the first part is an imprecatory prayer, therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. Now I want you to go over to verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Most High from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of Yah shall lift up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Most High said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Once was young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. When it seems like you're about to go under and drown, and there's nothing you can do, and it's the last call, that's when he said, I'll come in and lift up a standard, a wall, block him, and also disperse of the water like a dam so that there will not be a flood. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that you're not going under. The spirit of the Most High, Aha, Yah, will come in and rescue you just when you think he won't and it's too late. Be encouraged. Be of good cheer. Your footsteps are already ordered. He's already decided what's going to transpire with your life. Listen to a lesson my Aisha and I did a year ago that spoke to us today, but we didn't look for it. Facebook put it up. And we was like, what is this? It said this was 2016. It sounded like it was a month ago. And it began to minister to us in today to our exact situation. I said the Most High had us preach something a year ago that he knew we would need the following year to reaffirm and realign us and reestablish us. You're not in control. He is. Understand this. Understand this and walk steadfast in this and know that you can make it, brothers and sisters. I got mad love for you. All praises be to the Most High. The King is coming real soon. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Shalom.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
Keep your head.